So you may ask yourself, why does the street preacher come into the streets and tell the truth? It's because Jesus Christ is your only hope. The biblical Savior is your only hope. Not the false, feminized, easy believe, soft on sin Savior of churchianity, but the biblical Savior of the Scriptures, who came as a baby in a manger, and he's coming back as a flaming lion of Judah, and he's going to judge all sin and iniquity, and he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Are you a sheep of God, or are you a goat? What's a goat versus a sheep? Let's talk about this. So a sheep of God hears Jesus' voice. Now, you're not hearing his voice literally out loud anymore. You're hearing the Spirit convict you to the Word of God, and then you're following it. So the Bible tells you, don't be of the world. You've realized what's the world: sports, politics, entertainment. And you repent and you come out of the world. The Bible says, don't look, don't lust, don't have greed, don't love money. You obey all of those if you're a sheep of God. Don't keep false traditions that God didn't ordain. Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, whatever vain holiday they have. You obey God. You forsake in your sin and you obey God. That's the sheep. They're holy. They live set apart for the kingdom of God. Now let's go to goats. What's a goat? A goat is a worldly person. There really could be two kinds of goats. Total worldly person, like I just dealt with a man who's an atheist and a mocker. He don't claim Christ, don't claim a faith. He's a goat of the world. And then there's goats that are in the church system, that are false converts, that claim Jesus Christ, but they're living for the world and its ways. And if you live for the world and you live for its ways, folks, the wrath of God is coming for you. You must flee the wrath of God. And unless you flee the wrath of God by turning your life from the world to follow Jesus Christ and his word, you have no hope of eternal life to come. And so goats follow their flesh, follow the culture, follow the world, and sheep follow the Word of God, the Spirit of God, and the truth of God. And Jesus talked about when he returns, he's going to send his angels. He's coming at the end of the tribulation. There is no pre-trib rapture. He's coming at the end of the tribulation, and he's going to separate. His angels are going to go out and get the elect. And he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. Go read the end of Matthew 25. The sheep come unto God, the goats go into separation and outer darkness. And we know there's many, 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 many more goats than sheep. Jesus told us in Matthew 7 that few will find eternal life. That word few in the Greek means a puny number. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. So what you must ponder, neighbor, as you hear entertaining yourself in the ways of the world, doesn't matter if some of this is sinful, if a lot of it isn't sinful, what are you seeking? What are you living for? You show up for entertainment of the flesh. You live to go get a hot dog, pizza, and a beer. If your life is filled with more flesh seeking, fishing for fun, hunting for fun, boating for fun, festivals for fun, movies for fun, football for fun, if your life is filled up with all of that, you definitely are going to be considered and judged a goat on Judgment Day. And the goats will be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth, and there's no hope after your death and judgment to turn from it. But there is hope now. There is hope now. You can repent and seek the kingdom of God. You can trade this life that is temporary for a life that is eternal. You can trade this life that is fleeting. James says you're just a vapor. And you can trade it for that which is incorruptible. So you've got corruptible versus incorruptible. And so if you're living a life set on that which is corruptible, everything you see, Jesus is coming to judge and destroy. Your politics, your church system, your town system, Jesus is coming to destroy it all. You're wasting your life on that which he's coming to judge and destroy. But if you're willing to seek the kingdom of God, you can live for the incorruptible and not the corruptible. Ponder that. Seek that which is incorruptible. One day Christ is going to part the clouds. He's going to come back. Again, I said he's going to send his angels. He's going to gather the elect. He's going to vanquish evil and sin and Satan. There's going to be a judgment day. There's going to be a new Jerusalem, a new heaven, a new earth. And his people will rule with him. Who are his people? Sunday churchgoers? No. People that just believe? No. People that think they're better than their neighbor? No. It's going to be the blood-bought saints whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And be careful, your name can be blotted out from the Lamb's Book of Life. Watch out. There is no such thing as once saved, always saved, eternal security. It's a daily striving. It's a daily seeking. It's a daily loving and knowing Jesus Christ and obeying him. Not walking after this world and filling up your flesh with a bunch of sin and worldliness. Judgment's coming, neighbor, for your rebellion and idolatry, living your own way. And so the street preacher comes out to tell you what you don't hear in the media, you don't hear in the news, you don't hear in the church buildings, you don't hear from the modern hireling pastors and priests. You don't hear it at colleges. The street preacher comes to tell you the truth from God's word that is a warning about sin and worldliness. But the church systems teach a cotton candy, easy believe, ear-tickling gospel that tells you you're going to be okay if you just believe in Jesus.
Amen, brother.
You're not going to be okay if you just believe in Jesus. Hey, helicopter tours, I have a question. Let's talk about this for a second. What's your name, man?
Nick.
I'm sorry?
Nick.
I'm Tupos.
Tupos?
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. So, you heard about those people that died in that submarine?
Yeah.
Why were they in that submarine?
I don't know. I don't have the answers to that.
They were thrill seekers.
Oh, yeah.
Rich thrill seekers.
Oh, yeah.
They weren't going to save anybody.
Oh, no.
They weren't going to...
$250,000 a ticket.
Yeah, yeah.
Not, you could do a lot more good with that money.
They weren't going down to find some chemical that would feed all the sick people in the world.
Nope.
They were going for thrill. So let me just ask you. You said amen. So you're with... I saw you put up helicopter tour signs.
Yes, sir.
Wouldn't that be kind of the same order? I don't need to go in a helicopter, right?
You don't need
Isn't it
no.
kind of fleshly?
Yeah.
So I have a question.
Worldly.
Yeah, worldly. Thank you. Thank you for admitting that. So I have a question. If we're seeking Jesus and the kingdom of God and we have faith in him, should we promote worldly, carnal things?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably.
You're being honest. I appreciate that. Yeah. You got a gospel card for my wife, right?
Yes.
Yeah. My website, you see, when I come in the streets and I preach the truth, people...
A hard thing to do, I respect.
Well, yeah, and people see me as a hard... a hard preacher that rebukes people. And you know what? Oftentimes that's true. Do you know why that's true?
Because people are in need of rebuking.
Because people push against the truth.
You don't get saved by not having anybody tell you what you're doing is wrong.
Yeah, people push against the truth. They trample his truth. They teach heresy. They teach a false Jesus. And so I have to rebuke them. But when someone like you comes along and goes, yeah, it's probably worldly and carnal. I should think of that. What am I going to rebuke? You're already going, I need to ponder that.
Yeah.
Now, if you would say to me, man, I'm a Christian, I can do all that stuff, I'd say, oh, no, Nick, you're fooling yourself. James 4:4 says to be a friend of the world, this is the world, is an enemy of God.
Yeah.
1 John 2:15 says, if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you. So ponder that. Americans are raised on the church system, that tells them, go to church, love that Jesus, and you can go in the world and live like the world.
Go love the Jesus that you want to love.
Yeah, the Bible doesn't teach that. Yeah, so, hey, good talking to you. Check out my website. Email me sometime. I'd love to chat. God be praised. We love you. All right, so I want to talk about that. So I'm out here preaching. I love talking to these audios. Sister Amon gave that man a gospel card, and he was carrying a sign, and I thought, oh, do we have a guy coming to hold signs against us? And I went, saw what he was putting up, and his sign says, helicopter rides ahead. And he came walking by, and he said, amen, brother, you heard him. And he walked by, and I said, hey, let's talk. He turned around, and I said, you know, you claim to be a believer, you heard it all. And there you go. He didn't push back. He didn't, you know, I got to tell you this story, ready? He's like the story of the Pharisee and the publican in the gutter. The Pharisee says, I pay tithes, I go to church, I pray, I'm glad I'm not like him. And God's going to rebuke him on judgment day. But the tax collector in the gutter, when told you're a sinner, goes, yeah, I'm a sinner. Yep. This guy just said, yeah, it probably is worldly and fleshly and carnal. He didn't push against it. What was there to rebuke? He got a loving warning to, hey, go ponder that if you're part of the church system teaching that to you. So I hope you see that. If you see me doing a lot of rebuking and contending, that's because I'm walking against all these false teachers, false ways, false gospels, false Jesus, and heresy everywhere. But look how I treat the person that goes, yeah, God's word is right. That is worldly and carnal. I should think of that. Now, that man's going to go and do his job. I hope the Holy Spirit convicts him. And he goes, I should get a different job because I reminded him those five people died in vain. Pleasure seeking. Well, what is going up in a helicopter? It's the same thing. Sister Amon just walked up. Sister Amon, you gave him a gospel card.
Uh-huh.
What did he say to you when you gave him a gospel card?
Well, I just asked him if he wanted one because he smiled and gave me a thumbs up. I said, would you like a gospel card? He said, yes, I absolutely
nice.
Would.
Yeah. I don't know if you heard him. He walked by and said, amen, brother. And then I engaged him and he was like, he's like, oh, it's probably worldly and carnal.
Yeah, he seemed kind of humble.
So I was just explaining how we have to rebuke those that push against sin. But those that know sin, we tell them, go. Now go sin no more.
Yeah. Yeah, so hopefully he goes back and thinks about what you said.
Yeah, and this is early. We just got out here. He might have been the one guy we came for. You never know. Oh, we handed gospel cards out to three or four teenagers, and they came back and said, my friend wants one too.
Right, and then they were smiling and waving at us as we walked by.
So we're here to be a light. Yeah, we got a lot of haters and mockers more than we have people that want it, but that's okay. We know there's going to be few. So just wanted to share that with you. That's why you get a lot, hear a lot of rebuking, because as that man said, I said, people say I'm a heart street preacher. He goes, people need a lot of rebuking, don't they?
Yeah.
So absolutely, praise God. He was right in our path, and Sister Amon kind of handed the card out and kind of set that up for me. Good job, Sister Amon. We love what we get to do out here for the glory of God.